This episode of GQDN is brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. I hope everybody had a great Halloween, because today we'll talk about some actors who got into some characters. Hideo Kojima did hire an actress, but today we begin with Blizzard Watch, and the March of the Lich King will begin in Hearthstone. So, what could we see? Well, there's a 32-part per core set and 26 cards for Path of Arthas set, and about 135 cards for other classes. And what we could see is a new class called Death Knight, where the hero power would be Ghoul Charge, which for now, it would say summon a 1-1 ghoul with charge, and it dies at the end of the turn. Now, they also did post the cards that you would be able to see within this expansion, including Lord Marogar, which is an 8 mana, 9 attack, 7 health, undead. Oh yeah, that's a new type of card, like Beasts, Arcane, a new class. Patchwork, which is legendary, of course. 7 mana, 4 attack, 6 health. Battle Cry, destroy a random minion in your opponent's hand, deck, and battlefield. Ooh, all random. Overseer, Frigidera, Death Knight, legendary. 6 mana, 5 attack, 6 health. Battle Cry, draw 2 spells. If they're both frost spells, deal 2 damage to all enemies. But that's some of the new cards coming. I already said that you're going to have some different things coming in, like undead. That's a minion type. But that's not the only thing. Death Knights will also use runes as blood runes for control gameplay with big minions and health manipulation. Frost runes are for direct damage with icy spells, as well as mana manipulation and freeze effects, and unholy runes are for board-centric gameplay, swarming it with endless minions that keep coming back or exploding on their enemies. Now, there's also a new keyword called Mana Thirst. Now, the Mana Thirst keyword will indeed have stronger effects, such as Battle Cry, restore 3 health to all friendly characters, but Mana Thirst would restore 6 health instead. Arcane Bolt would deal 2 damage, but Mana Thirst would have it deal 3 damage instead. Just some different stuff. Now, there are some other things as well, such as Reborn, where the graveyard shift would summon 2 1-1 zombies with Reborn. The Scourge Rager has Reborn, and Battle Cry, die. An Invincible, that is an 8 mana, 5-5 with Reborn, Battlecry, and Deathrattle give a random friendly undead 5-5 and taunt. And that's an undead beast. Legendary, of course. So there's a lot of interesting stuff coming to Hearthstone. That'll definitely change the entire mana. Or manga. Whatever. It'll change the scene for Hearthstone esports. But we go on to Eurogamer for a little change of pace, and Modern Warfare 2 has done very well for Activision Blizzard. In fact, in the first 3 days, it generated $800 million worldwide, and that's according to Activision's numbers. The previous record was held by Modern Warfare 3, which made by $775 million over 5 days, and this one broke the record in just 3. In fact, at PlayStation on Twitter, did say this: congratulations to at Infinity Ward and Activision on the biggest PlayStation Store launch ever for a Call of Duty game, including pre-orders and day one sales. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is now available for PS4 and PS5. Oh, and Xbox is loving that too. You know they are. Now we get into some games outside of sales, and IGN has reported that Final Fantasy 16, well, it has a release date, latest trailer, characters, story, and more. Now, the release date does remain solid as summer of next year, but it will be only a PlayStation 5 exclusive. And that was something that was said, I think, in the last tweet that Nakoshi Yoshida said. And he also said that the pandemic has delayed development, which is understandable. They also get into a bit of the story, which you could see up on YouTube. And the main story will follow the life of Clive Rosefield through his teens, 20s, and 30s. So that will go through a bunch of time. So we'll see what happens when that game does come out. Oh, I plan on getting it. Better believe it. But we did say Hideo Kojima, right? So he hired a Deadpool 2 actress for some new game. This is brought to us by Eurogamer.net. And this is going to be very interesting as to what this game will be. Could she be part of Death Stranding? Very, very curious. So what could she be a part of? I guess we're just going to have to find out sometime, huh? Well, GameSpot, for all you PlayStation hacks like me, did say that, well, here's all the best things that you can get there for your PlayStation and for yourself. Such as games like God of War Ragnarok, which is releasing on November 9th, Last of Us Part 1, Horizon Forbidden West, Tactics Org Reborn, Crisis Core, Final Fantasy VII Reunion. It comes out December 13th, and I've already got that in pre-order, thank you. Gran Turismo 7, Uncharted, Legacy of Thieves, a PS5 DualSense controller, which is also compatible with PS4 and PC, the Vitrix Pro wireless controller, which looks almost like an Xbox controller, if I must say so, the art of a God of War Ragnarok, which is in various prices because of various details, and of course the t-shirt that goes with it, and a hat that goes with it too, along with some other things, some light sets, an icons desk mat, just a bunch of stuff. PlayStation sweatshirt, t-shirt, charging stations, all bunches of stuff. In which you're for part of our Patreon and you're in our Discord, you would see via the link that is posted in GQDN show notes. And you'd be able to get all that stuff, and you would also see the Lonesome Village launch trailer. This is from Nintendo Everything. And it's really good looking. It's going to be out on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, of course, Nintendo Switch, and on PC via Steam. So you can go check that out yourself. Now, there's also a story within this game about Wes's secret past, which you can see some of that within the trailer. Very interesting. Now, Kotaku did ask a very interesting, or did say something very interesting. Not ask a question, that's what I was going to say, but they said something very interesting, and that is video games could be giving up the idea that we can save the world. And it's a pretty good story, because with 2022, we had wildfires raging across North America and Europe. We had water reservoirs drying up, revealing bodies long forgotten, and flooding has displaced a lot of people, millions of people. But if you look at The Last of Us, Fallout, The Walking Dead, Horizon Zero Dawn, Dying Light, Nier Automata, those are the worlds that are post-apocalyptic. Basically, past destruction. I can't pronounce words. But I bet Goldman will tell me how to pronounce it in Discord. But apocalyptic, I think that's a better pronunciation. But it's not showing us how things can be fixed now, so not like a Captain Planet has done in the past. And with video games, even just like in the past, it would show you how to defend Earth, how to beat this or that. So I don't know, we shall see what happens. I mean, hopefully there will be some games that will come out saying that, hey, we can save things from here. We'll see. We end today with a TV trailer that had some actors dressing up in God of War. basically doing a God of War Ragnarok trailer. Well, John Travolta's one, Ben Stiller's another, but I should have said a basketball player too. LeBron James. Very, very interesting. I have not seen it in full yet, but I will be able to. But we shall see what happens there. At any rate, it is indeed time for me to go. So, go play some games. After you check us out at GroupQuest on Twitter, at DawnForge, and you can go to thegroupquest.com to see all of our past episodes. This has been a DawnForge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We shall see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Yes, yes.